Welcome to the Confidence Lounge podcast, where we cover all things confidence in life and business. I'm your host, Elise Conroy, and I'm on a passionate mission to help thousands of women across the world feel more confident from the inside out. Because not on my watch am I ever going to watch another woman do insecure life and business again. So if you're ready to become your most confident self, mama, or businesswoman, you're exactly where you're supposed to be. So grab your favorite beverage, get nice and comfy, and get ready to receive today's confidence injection. Welcome to week two of the Live Your Best Life Challenge. Okay, how are we feeling after week one? I'm loving all of you that are tagging me, that are sharing your progress with me. You all are doing it, and I am so, so proud of you. So if you have yet to listen to our week one challenge, definitely go back. Pay attention to all of the details in there because there is so much juicy goodness in there waiting for you to help you really create the vision of how to live your best life and how to start acting as if it's already real, because that's how to become that version of you who is living her best life right now that much faster. We are collapsing time. So I want to know, first and foremost, before we dive into week two's challenge, how is it going with implementing your do and do not do list, right? So what is working from this? What isn't working? Where are you finding your brain resistance? Where are you finding your brain trying to pull you back into old habits and old way of doings? What feels hard? Really get honest about this. And where do you need to show up differently to protect who you are becoming so you can show up as the version of you now who is already living her best life? So I love to do quick evaluations like this. And I find that this is an area where my clients get stuck because they want to do all the things and they know what they're not supposed to do, but their brain is really protecting the way of the operating that has kept them safe for so long. So this can be one of the most challenging parts, which is why I want to reflect on this first, right? So we want to be doing these reflections, doing these evaluations to always be tracking your progress to see, are you growing? Are you getting where you want to go? And I'm going to teach you how to do this in a very powerful way later in the challenge on an even more intentional level. But I just want to see what's working with this. What's not working? Are you noticing that you go to do the new thing and you're like, oh, but the old thing feels so much better? If so, that's totally normal. You've done this your whole entire life a certain way. So it is going to take some dedicated effort and time to start re-engineering these habits, reprogramming your ways of doing, re-engineering your beliefs. So give it space. Give it space to feel uncomfortable. Give it space to where you have to show up and try a couple of times until you nail it. That's totally normal. So where are you at with your do and do not do list? This is critical. So ask that question to yourself and let's dive into week two's challenge. This is going to be so fun. I am literally so lit up by this challenge. I was just crafting everything and like putting all the fundamentals in place. And we are going to have so much fun in week two, because here's the deal. What we're going to focus on this week is really allowing you to become this version of you. So last week we created the vision. We talked about what needed to be implemented. You started taking steps as this new version of you who's already living her best life with confidence. And this week we are going to take this to the next level by focusing on your look, your space, and your friends. So what my goal is in this week's challenge is for you to invest in your power look that makes you feel confident AF, that you are just like, oh yeah, this is me. This is on brand for who I want to be. Okay, because look, you know, sometimes you got to see yourself in it. Sometimes you got to see it and look good, feel good. There's a lot of truth to that, right? So we're going to talk about what your power look is. We're also going to do a really powerful space cleansing exercise, because a lot of times your physical space is a representation about what's happening in your life. My client recently said to me, she's like, you're going to know my state of affairs depending on how my house looks. You're going to know how well life is going depending on how my house looks, right? So our physical space, whether that's your office or your home, can tell us a lot about where you're currently at in life. So we're going to do some space cleansing and we are going to set your elevation squad. So we want to get intentional about your friends because you are the sum of the five people that you spend the most time with. So we want to be very intentional about who you are allowing into your life and what their purpose is for being there. Okay, are you ready to dive into week two's challenge? Okay, so let's kick this off by creating your confident style. So this is all three things that I'm going to talk to you about today are things that I teach inside of the CAN program. And these end up being some of my clients' favorite things to focus on. And I'm so excited to introduce you to these concepts, because when we think about creating confident style, when you look and feel secure in what you're wearing, and you own your signature look with confidence, you are going to show up in an entirely different way because it's truly taking the way that you feel about yourself and matching that aesthetically. So a lot of times what I'll see is people try to put on like a power outfit, but they don't really feel good in that outfit, or they're wearing it because they saw somebody else wear it, but they don't have the confidence to actually show up in that, and they end up feeling insecure in the outfit. And that insecurity speaks volumes. So let's say maybe you're wearing something that's doesn't fit you right, or it's a little bit too tight and you're adjusting it, or you know, you have to keep pulling your pants up, or maybe you put your hair in a style that's uncomfortable, maybe you're wearing uncomfortable shoes, or you're constantly adjusting. People feel that. So what I want you to feel is, regardless of what type of style you have, and we're going to define that, so if you don't know, that's totally fine, you'll know by the end of this episode, I want you to feel like $1 million in whatever you are wearing. And that doesn't matter if it's yoga pants or if it is like a full-on Chanel suit, right? It could be whatever, because this is about your individual style. It's about throwing away what anybody else said you have to wear, what you have to look like, and really getting honest about how you want to show up and what you feel confident in at this point of your life. Because what kills your confidence in terms of your clothing and the way that you present yourself is anything that doesn't fit or feel like you, things that are uncomfortable or restricting, things that you're constantly needing to adjust or fix, or anything you have to think about. Your style should really just feel like a part of you, not something that is distracting you from being you. I like to think of my style as a really powerful expression of myself. So I love to think about, like, for example, in the fall, I was like drinking a pumpkin spice latte. I'm like, oh, I want to replicate this in my makeup and my outfit. So I literally did a whole pumpkin spice look, right? Over Christmas, I was thinking about how I just wanted to feel sparkly and glam, like a Christmas ornament, because we had just put up our Christmas tree. So everything in December was all about just complete glitter and sparkles, both in my makeup and my shoes and my accessories and my clothes. Like, I just wanted to shimmer in December, and I did that, and it felt so good. So for me, my style is always, that's something that's been so important to me. I went to a fashion school, got my degree in beauty marketing and merchandising. I love fashion and beauty and accessories. Like, I literally have accessory stations in my closet. I have a makeup counter in my bathroom that could rival any Sephora. But, you know, I also spent almost 2 decades working in beauty, so of course I have a lot of makeup. But it is just an area where I love to express myself. I love, you know, to really get my creative juices flowing when I think of an outfit. And I really have so much fun going together and planning my outfits. So I have a ritual every Sunday night. I plan at least 3 to 5 outfits depending on how, what I need to do, where I'm going to be showing up. And I just go into my closet and I put together the outfits with accessories, everything. And then I get to go in and pick those the day of whatever feels like me that day. And I have so much fun doing this. So play with your style, have fun with it, because it should be fun, right? It's an expression of yourself. It's you, it's your uniqueness, it's your individuality. And if you find that we try something in this challenge that you don't like, then perfect. Now you're even closer to knowing what you actually want by learning what you don't like. So sometimes we have to see what doesn't feel like us, what doesn't fit, to know, okay, don't like that, but I'm going to go in this direction. Love this, right? So it's okay if you try stuff and it doesn't work, because I look at every single opportunity, or every single day, as an opportunity to reinvent myself. So if I didn't like how I looked yesterday, if I didn't like how I felt yesterday, cool, tomorrow's a new chance to change that, right? So I want you to ask yourself right now, what makes you feel like $1 million when you wear it? Start creating awareness there. And if you feel like $1 million in the fabulous workout shirt and a sweater and a headband and some Lululemons, fantastic. Because the reality is, your energy is what makes the outfit, and your self-confidence is what makes anything you wear look good. So once again, if you're trying to wear something that you saw, like let's say you were watching a show and they were like, oh, the top 10 finds for 2024 trends, and you feel like you have to wear that because that's what's trending, but you don't actually feel good in that, what's going to be projected is not self-confidence, because you're not actually going to feel confident in what you're wearing. So dress for you, dress for what makes you feel good, because you can buy all the fabulous things, but your clothes will wear you if you don't have the confidence to wear them. So you want to reign supreme with that feeling good, having it still feel comfortable, because once again, that confidence is going to speak volumes. And I have people tell me all the time, they're like, God, you just, you know, have this incredible style. Your beauty's always on point. But truly, if I put that makeup on and I put that outfit on and I didn't have the confidence to back it up, I would not be getting compliments on it. People would be like, oh, something's off there, because energetically it wasn't a match, right? So you always want to make sure that you feel good in what you're wearing, because there is that truth to look good, feel good. Okay, so times when you really should evolve your style. So any time that you've had a big life change. So maybe you had a baby, maybe you went through a breakup, you you had a new professional, you know, endeavor start. So maybe you got a new job, maybe you started a business. Anytime your body's changed, so let's say you've lost a lot of weight or gained a lot of weight. When you get a new job, anytime you feel like your clothes and your makeup and your accessories don't fit where you're at now, these are the times when you really should be evolving your style. So think about, how many times have we all as women been in a place where we've lost some weight or we've gained some weight, we bought new stuff to fit where we're at, and then we keep all the old stuff and we go and we revisit it. So let's say you have your pair of jeans that you want to fit back into, and then you feel terrible when you try to stuff yourself into those jeans. We want to get rid of all of that, or at least get it out of your sight, because I don't want anything in your closet that isn't making you feel like $1 million. So if you have something that you see that makes you feel ashamed for where your body's at, or makes you feel like you're behind, or makes you feel like you're not good enough, put it somewhere where you can't see it. Like, if you're not ready to let go of it all the way yet, that's okay. But just put it somewhere where it's out of your line of sight, because I don't want you shaming yourself for where you're at or thinking that you need to be anywhere else other than you're at. I want you dressing where you're at. So for example, I obviously just had a baby. My body does not look or feel in any way, shape, or form how it used to. And I knew that going into it. I had really just made peace with the fact of, okay, this is going to be like having an atomic bomb go off of my body. And to some degree, it was. My organs are not in the same place. Parts moved around, right? Like, my body does not look the same as it used to. My skin is looser. Things are softer in places. And I noticed as I went to put stuff on in my closet, I didn't feel good in anything that I put on. It just did not feel like me. It felt like I was trying to stuff myself into a version of myself that I've outgrown. And a lot of the stuff style-wise was stuff that reminded me of old me. Like, you know, there was, some of the stuff was way too short. Some of the stuff was way too low cut. And especially for the girls up above, they don't look the way that they used to now after breastfeeding. So I needed stuff that was going to feel incredible for where I was at. So I gave myself the gift going into this trip that we are going on to the Dominican Republic to buy myself an entirely new wardrobe. So I got some high necked things because I didn't want, you know, cleavage out, and no, you know, I stitched up a swimsuit that I got that was really low cut because no, just didn't feel good having the girls out. So I started really getting intentional about what do I want my style to be at this point. And I really used this vacation as an opportunity to drop a couple $100 on new clothes that made me feel remarkable for where I'm at now and this body. Because when I was trying to fit in all my old clothes, I just felt terrible. It brought up all sorts of insecurities. It was such a reminder of how my body changed. So why not just love the body that I'm in by fitting it in clothes that fit this body like a dream now? And I went on Shein. I want to say it was almost $200, and I bought so many incredible things. And every single time I put those things on, it was like, yes, this is 40 and fabulous me. They were bold colors. They were bright pink, beautiful prints. And I just felt remarkable in these clothes. And I literally got rid of every other thing that I tried on that felt like an outdated version of me that didn't fit where I was at. And it felt so good, almost like I was losing weight all in itself by getting rid of those clothes that didn't fit me now. So a big point of insecurity that comes up in coaching, especially for women who are putting themselves out there, they're in high visibility positions, is feeling like you are not dressing for who you are at this point of your life. So either you think like, oh, I'm in business, I have to wear a business suit. Maybe you hate business suits. Maybe somebody gave you this idea that you have to wear this certain thing in order to fit in, or you need to hold on to these certain things as a goal to get back to a certain weight that you used to be. I don't subscribe to any of that. I really believe that you know what's best for you. You know what feels good on your body. And when I try on clothes now, I allow myself to feel what it's like on my body before I look in the mirror, because how it feels is more important to me than how it looks aesthetically. So if automatically it doesn't feel right, then I'm not going to buy it. I'll just take it off. I won't even look at what it feels like, because why am I going to continue to stuff myself into things that doesn't feel incredible on my body? And I think about, for how many years I wore like 6-inch heels. Oh my God. I don't know how I did that. My feet hurt all the time. No wonder why I was grumpy and miserable. I was in horrible shoes. And truly, when I made the shift is when I started wedding dress shopping. When I bought my dress, I put it on and I was like, I don't even need to look in the mirror. I already know this was the dress. And that was such a huge turning point in my life about dressing for how I feel in the clothes and my own comfort versus feeling like I need to live up to a standard to fit what society thinks I should dress like, right? So anytime you are in a place where your clothes don't feel like you, and especially if you have gained weight or lost weight. I want you to buy for where you're at now. You don't need to redo your whole wardrobe, but just buy for where you're at. Because for example, when I gained 55 pounds, I bought for where I was at. And then when I lost that 55 pounds, I bought for where I was at, because it was a really, really hard thing to keep my, I'm doing air quotes, skinny clothes. And then it was a really hard thing to keep my bigger clothes. So I got rid of all of it and just continued to adapt and dress where I was at now. And I wasn't spending a ton of money. This doesn't have to be something where you're just dropping hundreds or thousands of dollars on a new wardrobe all the time. But think about the cost, right? The cost of feeling insecure in something that no longer suits you. Isn't it worth spending a couple hundred dollars, or, you know, however much you can afford to spend right now, to feel incredible in the clothes that you wear? Okay. So I want to offer you an idea on how to really define your style. If you're kind of in a place right now where maybe you're going through a style evolution, maybe you're not clear on what your style is, I want you to define your vibe in three words. So mine is chic, bold, and glam. I love feeling chic in my clothes. I love bold prints. I love bold colors, and I love all things glam. So give me all the glitter, give me all the sequins, give me all the sparkles. I literally have this funny tote bag from Kate Spade that says my favorite color is glitter. And that's partly true because my favorite color is actually pink, but number two is glitter. So so I live for bold things. I have a lot of bold accessories. I literally have a pair of hot pink Calvin Klein shoes in size 12 that I found that felt like a dream come true. I barely ever wear them because I don't ever want to get them dirty because I love them so much. But think about, for you, what are those words that come to mind? You could be neutral, calm, you know, maybe it's something that where you just feel like grounded colors, like you feel very calm in like khakis and earth tones and very tranquil colors. Maybe you're somebody who is all black all day, right? Like you live for that New York vibe where it's just minimalist and just chic and black. Maybe you're somebody who loves athleisure and you want to just feel delicious in that workout shirt and nice workout pants, right? So what if you could define your style in three words and the vibe that you want to feel in the clothes and how you emote in your clothing? What are those words? And how do you want to be seen? Like, do you want to be seen as professional? Do you want to be seen as bright and bold, natural and neutral, edgy, polished, athleisure chic? Like, what comes to mind when you think of how you want to be seen? And once you have those answers, what I invite you to do is just make a Pinterest board. Just starting with those words, you can literally just type in, like for mine, it was chic, bold, glam style, and just start seeing what comes up. And I find I have so much fun on Pinterest. I literally have a Pinterest board for every, you know, whether it's business, casual, when I'm going on vacation, depending on the location. Like I have boards for my European trips. I have boards for my Asia trips. I have boards for my Caribbean trips, for my Mexico trips, because I have a different vibe going into everything. And it's so fun for me once again to put those outfits together. So make that Pinterest board for yourself just to get an idea of what that version of you looks and feels like. And you might see like, oh yes, that is me. And then you might realize, oh, that used to be me, but that's no longer me. And that's a fun realization to have. So you can start then, once you have that clarity, rebuilding your confident wardrobe accordingly. Okay, so that's a way to quickly define your style. And one thing I want to address too is I find for a lot of you, when I give you this challenge, the first thing that comes up are a few limits and excuses. So either you think to yourself right now, I don't have money to invest in new clothes right now. I don't even know what I like anymore, or nothing fits me and I don't feel good in anything, so I don't want to buy anything right now. Just know all of those thoughts are normal. But here's what I want to offer you. If you have the belief you don't have money to invest in new clothes, have you heard of Shein? It is literally a fast fashion company. I'm not all about fast fashion because for a long time I was really focused on investing in signature pieces that were going to carry me. But look, I really love some trendy pieces too. So when I went and just did that investment on this Caribbean wardrobe, I went on Shein. Like I said, I spent $200. I got like 27 or 28 things. I ended up returning 6 or 7 of them, but I was left with the most beautiful pieces and I am so excited to wear these things. So if you have $20, can you come up with $20? And if your brain still says no, okay, I know there's something in your house right now that you can go on Poshmark or go on Facebook Marketplace and sell. I know that there is something you can do to create $20 to buy one outfit for yourself. Go to Nordstrom Rack, go to TJ Maxx, go to Ross, go to Target, go to anywhere where you can buy something. One thing, just one thing that feels like you. And it doesn't have to be clothing. It could be a pair of shoes. It could be a headband. It could be a pair of glasses, maybe some earrings, right? Anything that just feels like this version of you. Don't let the idea of not having money be an excuse or a limit that keeps you from feeling incredible in your own skin, okay? And if you have the thought of nothing fits me, I don't feel good in anything, this is where we've got to start buying for where we're at. So we've got to lean in to loving your beautiful body that is working so hard to keep you alive right now in this moment, and love this version of you where you're at now. So if you don't feel good in anything, I know it can be a hard place to be, right? Like, I went through that when I had gained 55 pounds and I hated the fact that I was having to buy for this bigger version of me, but I went on ASOS. I ended up buying a bunch of beautiful business outfits when I was still working at Estee Lauder, and I just allowed it to be something that wasn't a problem, right? Like, okay, I'm here. I've accepted that I'm here. And I think the most beautiful gift that you can give yourself when you've had a big physical change is acceptance, because then you can say, okay, this is the first step in making change. I'm here. I'm going to dress for here until I'm not here anymore. And that's fine. I'm not going to make it a problem, right? So find something that fits you. There will be something that fits you that feels like where you can feel like $1 million, even if you've gained weight, even if you've lost weight and you still have skin, right? So think about that. And if you have the idea of, I don't know what I like anymore, go shopping with a friend. Go have a friend who maybe you see, have a friend in your life that's stylish. I did this several times with my friends, and take them to the mall with you, or have them online shop with you, or just say like, hey, could you go on, you know, whatever website you can afford or you want to shop from, and say, hey, can you pick out like 10 things that you could see me wearing? If you need a resource for that, follow my client, Kate Obert. It's on Instagram, kate.obert, O-B-E-R-T. And she is a brand stylist. She is phenomenal when it comes to style. And I was just thinking about, she's always in stores, so she'd be a great person to consult. So when I was, you know, rebuilding my wardrobe for the Caribbean, I sent her a message. I was like, hey, when you've been shopping, could you see any like vibey things that could feel like what you could see me in on vacation in this Caribbean? And on this Caribbean trip. And she's literally like, okay, send me pictures of the resort. Send me an idea of what you're thinking and I'll send you options. And it was so fun. We were going back and forth all night and I ended up taking what she sent me and using that as inspiration. So sometimes other people can be a very valuable tool to see what you can't see in your health or in yourself and start rebuilding your wardrobe that way. I also had my best friend come over and I was doing a photo shoot and I was like, hey, I don't have money right now at this point. This was when I first launched my business. I was like, I don't have money to go buy a bunch of new fabulous shit. Can you just look in my closet and put together something that I wouldn't expect to go together? Because I want it to be something that, you know, still feels like me with what I currently have, but I don't even know. So she put together these outfits with my current clothes and I was like, oh my God, I would never think to put those together, but it was so fun putting them on. And I looked so incredible in my photo shoot. We had such a good time. So this can be a really fun way to A, build connection, and B, allow the way that somebody else sees you just get you off the starting line to learn what you actually like at this point of your life. So use this as an opportunity for it to be fun. Go to the mall if you have a mall in your area, or you can do it online, or just go on Instagram and like see if there's any, you know, fashion bloggers that you like or influencers, and have, you know, your friends send those things to you. Just make it fun, okay? All right, so that covers our aesthetics. So thinking about your style, this is going to be one of the most pivotal ways to start showing up as future you now, is by dressing like her and embodying this version of you. So that is point number one. Okay, point number two is we're going to talk about your physical space. So I want to offer you a space cleansing exercise that is something that I offer every woman who joins the CAN program, because I find a big source of insecurity and stress is our physical space. So I want you to just right now rate your physical space on a scale of 1 to 10. So 1 being it's not under control, it's a hot mess, and 10 being I've got it together, I love my space, it's clean, it's organized, it's tidy, right? Like, where do you fall on that spectrum and why do you give yourself that rating? And what needs to happen to be a 10? So your physical space can be a representation of what's happening in your mental space. So is your physical space cluttered? Because if so, there's a really good chance that your mind is cluttered too. Is your space organized and clear? Okay, I guess there's a really good chance. I'm guessing there's a really good chance that so is your mind. So like I told you earlier, my client recently said, you can tell the state of my life by the state of my house. So I want to check in and see, How do you feel about your physical space? So if you could describe your physical space to somebody, what would you say? Would you say like, yes, I'm super proud of my space. I put a lot of time into it. I have an organizational system that works for me. I know where everything it is in all times. I know exactly, you know, how to get to this thing, whatever. Like, do you feel that way? Or would you just be like, straight up hot mess? Like, close the door to that closet, pray it doesn't open, because if it opens, it's gonna explode. I have lived in both sides of this paradox, right? Like, my college years were a struggle, let me tell you. Like, living with roommates and, you know, having some not so great habits. My mom did all my cleaning and my laundry growing up. I was a very spoiled only child. So I did not have good habits when I started living on my own. And it truly took me being willing to commit to really creating a beautiful space. And I did that, I want to say it was in 2012, when I moved into what I called my big girl condo. So I really did a come up. I invested in getting a beautiful condo. It was my first time having a washer and dryer in a unit, right? Like, a struggle in LA. It's like all big cities, going to the laundromat, not fun. But so I had a washer and dryer unit. It was two bedrooms. It was huge. And I wanted it to feel pristine. I wanted it to be a moment where I came up as an adult and finally had a space that I was proud of. Because before, what would happen is if someone told me, oh, hey, I'm in the area, I'm going to drop by, can I come over? And I'm like, oh no, I have to rush. And I felt like the Tasmanian devil flying around trying to clean everything. And it was just so stressful if somebody wanted to come over, because I was very embarrassed of my space. And it wasn't that it was messy, it was just cluttered. I just had piles of stuff everywhere. It didn't feel like a space that I was proud to come into. And it was interesting, because before I moved into what I call my big girl condo, I lived across the hallway from my best friend. So that is how we met. We ended up being neighbors, and her space was always immaculate. And so I wanted to always be at her house, because my house stressed me out. So I would always just walk across the hallway and I'd go to her house. And it was really a beautiful gift that she gave me by modeling that behavior for me, because I realized every time I went into her space, I felt calm. I felt just like I could be grounded. I felt at ease. And the second I would go home, I'm like, oh my God, I'm back to the cluttery mess. Ugh. Right? So I want you to just think about, and no shame and judgment here, this is once again why we're doing this work, how do you describe your physical space, and how does your physical space make you feel? Now, the next point of reflection is, what about your physical space needs to change to make your life easier? So do you need to organize your closet, which so you can actually see what's in it, and that will save you time getting ready in the morning? Do you need to clean out your fridge so you can actually see what you have in your fridge, so you stop overbuying and throwing away food and wasting money? Think about what needs to happen to make life easier. Do you need to implement some sort of approach to where every single drawer has a purpose, versus like opening the drawer and you're like, oh my God, it's a junk drawer again. Oh no, junk drawer number two. I don't know where anything is. And now you realize you're late because you can never find anything. So I want you to think about, if you were to start making shifts in your home, where do you feel like, okay, if I focus here first, life will get easier? And I'll give you an example. So when I was preparing for this trip and I was, you know, going in and trying on all those clothes, I realized I was really irritated because my closet was so stuffed full of so many things that I couldn't even see what was in there. And there were so many beautiful things that I had bought over the last year that I loved that I had totally forgotten about. And I was like, oh my God, I need to get this under control. So I got rid of almost 25% of my wardrobe. I went through all of my accessories and created this organizational system with like dangly earrings and stud earrings and bracelets and all of this. So that way it was harmonious and I could go in and have everything in one spot. I knew exactly where everything was, and now it has made getting ready so much more efficient. I'm taking so much less time. I'm in love with everything that's in my closet, and everything that made me feel bad or was old or stressed me out, whatever, is out. So what needs to happen for you to help yourself create ease and efficiency? So the next thing I want you to think about, we're going to do a little visualization really quick. Okay, what I want you to do is I want you to close your eyes and I want you to think of one space in your house or your office that brings you instant anxiety. Okay, so close your eyes. What'd you see? So whatever just came up for you, that's where you're going to start. So if you can see it when your eyes are closed and that is bringing up a visceral response in you, that is your priority. For me, it is my garage. So for you, what area came up for you? So I know my husband, when we went to go get the Christmas tree out, that ended up being an all-day project because we had it so far buried that he ended up having to move a million things. He was so pissed off and irritated with me. And it wasn't my fault the garage looks like that, but you know, I asked him to get the tree. So I realized, I'm like, okay, it's time to go for the garage again. We do quarterly cleanouts. It is definitely time. So I want you to think about, what is the area that came up, and when are you going to schedule yourself starting on that space cleansing, and when do you want to finish it by? So for me, my garage will be clean by the end of January. Okay, for you, when do you want to complete this by? Because where I see a lot of women struggle is they will think about, oh, I need to do this thing, and then you make all the lists, and then all of a sudden now this list overwhelms you, and you've been in your head for hours, and now you're beating yourself up because you didn't do anything, because you're already exhausted, because you've been overthinking it, and then you never do it. And in the time that you'd spent overthinking it and beating yourself up, you could have actually just done the thing. So let's say you spent like 3 hours in your head trying to get through this to-do list and then being overwhelmed and beating yourself up. You probably could have finished one area of your closet in 3 hours. Let's be real. Okay. So what is the first thing you need to do to get started? And do you need any support tools for this? So by thinking about this question ahead of time, it eliminates any excuses that stop you ahead of time, right? So a lot of times when I'm talking to my clients, I'm like, okay, so you're going to calendar this. What do you need in terms of the support tool? And they're like, oh, well, I need storage boxes and I need to make sure I have a babysitter that day so that way the kids aren't in there and distracting me. And I need to make sure, my phone's on do not disturb or whatever. And I'm like, okay, perfect. When are you going to buy the storage boxes? And they're like, oh, well, I'll get it next week. I'm like, oh, that's after when you're supposed to do your tidy, your space cleansing tidying challenge. And they're like, oh, okay. I'm like, yeah, get that ahead of time because what I don't want happening is for you in the moment to be like, oh my God, I didn't get those bins. Oh no, now the kids are running around like crazy. Oh God, I have to take that work call. Oh God, I don't have, or my phone's distracting me, whatever. Like, get all of your excuses out ahead of time. Okay, the next thing you're gonna focus on is how will you feel once this is done, and how are you gonna celebrate this accomplishment? So are you gonna feel relieved, less anxious, clear, proud, accomplished, and fulfilled? And how are you gonna actually celebrate this moment? Because this is a big accomplishment. We see people online celebrating a promotion or celebrating having a baby. You don't see people saying, oh my God, I cleaned out my closet and my house is immaculate. That's not something we celebrate, but we should celebrate this because this will make your life so much easier. This is like a confidence come up. When you have a space that is beautiful, that you are proud of, that you are excited to invite people in, that isn't, in a state of disarray, your confidence is going to multiply exponentially. So I want you to think about, how are you going to feel once this is done? And really think about how you're going to celebrate this. So take yourself out to dinner, book a spa day, do something fun with the family to celebrate, right? Like, really relish in what you've done because it is not easy to dedicate the time to this. So I want you to think about in terms of your commitment. I want you to write a commitment to yourself. So what is your space cleansing commitment to yourself? So I insert your name, commit to blank, and then write it down, right? So what are you committing to right now in this moment? And I want you to really hold yourself accountable to being that version of you that follows through. So don't let your excuses of, oh, I'm tired. No, you're going to feel energized after you do this. You might feel energetically depleted, but at the same time, that excitement, that pride you're going to feel will be such a shot of energy. I promise you that you're going to feel so good afterwards. So stay connected to how you want to feel on the other side of it, because that is what's going to get you through the excuses and get you through. Maybe you might have some dread. Maybe you just might just flat out not want to do it. That's okay. Let all that be there. But stay so attached to how you want to feel on the other side of it, because that's what's going to pull you through in the moments where you don't want to do it. Okay, and if you need help, my biggest advice is to read The Art of Tidying by Marie Kondo. So I know this was a huge trend a few years ago, but truly, like, this woman, her approach to cleaning changed my life. So she has a show on Netflix. I read her book years ago, and this was finally the one thing that really helped me level up when it came to cleaning, because I used to feel like no matter what I did, I would still have these little piles everywhere. She helped me get through the piles. I no longer have piles. Everything has a home. Everything is so beautifully organized in my home. I am literally 10 minutes away from being guest ready at all moments of time. And I love living my life like that, because there's never a point where somebody will walk into my house where I ever have to feel ashamed or embarrassed. It's just, my house is not an issue. It's just not something I ever have to worry about. Okay, so look up her book, The Art of, or Life Changing Matter. Wait, what is it? The Art of Tidying. And you can watch her show on Netflix for free. All right, our last point that we are focusing on for the challenge today. So now we've talked about your style, we've talked about your actual physical space and cleansing it. Now we're going to talk about your friends. So, as I mentioned, you are the sum of the five people that you spend the most time with. So, how are those five people making you feel? Let's answer that, because who you surround yourself with can make or break your success. It can make or break your confidence as a person, and it's also going to directly impact how you feel about yourself. So it is critical to surround yourself with people that support you, that believe in your dreams, that champion you, that remind you of why you are remarkable, that love you unconditionally. So for this exercise, I want you to think of three people who you feel safe being your 1000% true self around. People that just love you, that could be your PR team. Like, that is my best friend for me. She literally celebrates me from the top of Evergreen Mountain. She's like, oh my God, you have to follow her on social media. You have to meet my friend Elise. She's amazing. And before I worked, you know, in my own business, she was always like, oh my God, my best friend Elise, she makes all the best makeup. You have to go to Sephora and get it. Like, she could have been my literal PR team when I launched my business. And she just believes in me that much. And I really value that. So I want you to think about these specific people, these three people who you want to stand with you in 2024, because these are who you want alongside you as you learn how to take confident action now in your life. And these people are going to be the ones when you are down, when you're having a bad day, when nothing's going right and everything is just blowing up in your face, that are going to be there to lift you up, that are going to support you, that are going to love you through these moments. And this is why I call this an elevation squad, because when we have women around us who champion us, who really inspire us to be our best selves, who hold us accountable to be our best selves, your results will become inevitable in ways that you could have never, ever imagined. When you are with women, in community with women who are working on themselves, who feel good about themselves, who love themselves, who are doing the same work as you, the vibe is going to be totally different. And I see so many women who I coach struggle because they're still in friend circles where maybe they're with their, you know, high school friends, their college friends, maybe they have party friends that they picked up along the way, maybe they're with coworkers that they trauma bond with and only talk about negativity and work. And a lot of times, these friendships are holding them back from stepping into who they're meant to be in this world, from really stepping into the potential that they know that they are capable of living up to. And this ends up being a barrier. I don't want your friend circle, or it could be someone in your family too, anyone in your life who holds you back, to be something that ends up costing you success, that costs you love for yourself, that costs you belief in yourself, that costs you, you know, belief in your potential as a person, because it will. So if you're with people, and I'll give you an example, when I started really investing in my personal development, I lost a lot of friends because I realized a lot of the friends that I had at that point of my life, and this was, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago, were all people that I had gone out with. So when I quit drinking, I took 5 years off of drinking and had a, you know, alcohol-free sabbatical, I realized a lot of these people, the only thing we had in common was drinking or going out. And then when there was no alcohol there, we literally had nothing to talk about. And I was like, well, this is awkward. Then I noticed there were two friendships from high school. So it was 20 plus year friendships. And they did not like who I was becoming when I started working on myself. They did not like that I was coming up with my own ideas. They did not like that they could not influence me. They did not like that I was growing and being a projection of what was possible and mirroring to them where they weren't doing work on themselves. And it really triggered them. And I gave them an invitation. I said, look, you can grow with me or I'm going to leave you behind. And I left them behind because they chose not to grow with me. So people will always invite you to stay small. People will always keep you in a avatar of yourself that benefits them. They don't want to see, you know, the version of you that they can control or manipulate or benefit from go away, right? So you will see really quickly when you start growing, you're going to lose a lot of people. And that's okay. I want you to be okay with that, because the people that are meant to grow with you will. And life, when you let go of the people that are no longer meant to be in your life, life will bring you the most incredible relationships, like soul partnerships. And this is something I've watched so many women go through on the other side of this coaching. I also went through this myself. When I let go of the people that were holding me down and dragging me down and people that were on a lower vibration than me, the high vibe people that came into my life, oh my God, like they were friends, like super friends, like those friends that I could only dream of that are now in my life that are surrounding me. And I have been so intentional about who I allow into my life, who I share energy with at this point in my life. And I want you to do the same. So something you need to know is these people, when you're getting started doing this exercise and really electing your elevation squad, they don't have to be people that you know in real life. They can be authors, teachers, coaches, therapists, people you follow on social media, podcasters. So if you feel safe with them and their presence feels like sunshine, you feel like, yes, I'm learning, I'm gaining value from this person, notice that, right? So if you feel safe with them, elect them as a part of your elevation squad. And if you're feeling like they're people that lift you up, name them, even if you don't know them in real life. That's okay. Because what's going to end up happening is you're going to get in this energetic vibration and alignment for that type of people. So even though you're meeting them online, or maybe you're joining their Facebook group, or maybe you listen to a coach like me in their podcast, you're going to start noticing real people will come into your life like us, right? So you're just going to start attracting that in naturally, because like attracts like. So if you raise your vibration, the people that come to you are going to be higher vibration too. So another thing I want you to know is this doesn't have to be your forever squad, right? Just focus on what you need right now to live your best life, the support that you need, the elevation that you need. And I want you to really think about three specific things when you are picking this person. So here's what I want you to journal about is I picked this person because what is the purpose, right? I want you to think about how does this person add value to my life, and how do I want to nurture and invest in this relationship? So let's say you picked this person because you just feel safe around them, right? I think that's one of the best things that you can feel in the presence of somebody else is safe to be yourself, safe to not have to wear a mask, safe to not have to be perfect, right? So that is a huge source of value, because for the first time in your life, you can feel comfortable around your own skin and be honest about where you're at. You can talk about your feelings. You can talk about the things that scare you, and how you want to nurture and invest is maybe once a month, you want to have a date on the calendar and just have a get real session where you just sit with this person and you can be honest about what's really going on, and they just see you and they hear you and they love you through it and don't judge you and give you the most beautiful advice, right? So I want you to think about how does that person empower and support you. Because when you understand this, it's going to make it so much easier to invest in this relationship. Even once again, if this is someone that you don't know in real life, right? So maybe let's say you want to put me down and you want to say, okay, I picked Elise because she's helping me feel confident inside the Confidence Lounge every week. And I want to nurture and invest in this relationship by listening to her podcast every single week. And I'm going to set a goal to hire her as my coach because I know she's the person I want to learn from. Maybe it is your sister and you're like, my sister is somebody who sees me. I picked her because she knows the real me sometimes even better than I know the real self, my real self. And she adds value to my life because she never judges me when I fall flat on my face. And she's always there to help me pick up the pieces when I just fall apart. And I want to nurture and invest in this relationship by spending, you know, at least 3 days out of the week with her, right? So write it down and get super intentional, because once again, the whole point of this challenge is to get you into a space of knowing what you want and asking for it unapologetically and just taking the steps to create this reality for yourself. So if you want to be surrounded by these three people every single day, great, write it down, manifest that into your reality, make that your intention. Because once again, we're setting inevitable goals here. We want all of these things to just become inevitable, because by the end of this month together, you're going to be taking action as the woman who is living her best life. And guess what's going to happen on January 31st of this year? You're going to be living your best life already. So let's do the damn thing by surrounding yourself with the people who lift you up, because you are worthy of that. You deserve that. And if your friends are just people that are just energy vampires and gossipers and complainers, and they're negative and they're just, you know, checking out because life is too much, or maybe you have friends that like cheat on their partners and that goes against everything you want morally, or they're lying to people and they're making bad decisions and they're just fucking up left and right, and you're like, oh my God, this is so far behind where I'm at. Like, I just can't, right? It doesn't mean you don't love them any less. It doesn't mean you wish ill will on them as people. It just means you've outgrown the relationship. And I think that that's something we need to start normalizing as women. Because look, as we grow, we change as people. Who you were when you attracted your first set of friends in elementary school is not going to be who you are in your 30s and your 40s and your 50s and your 60s, right? So start picking friends for where you're at now and going to where those people hang out. So maybe you set an intention this year that you want to go to women's empowerment events. Maybe you want to go on a retreat. I know I have met some incredible soul relationships from retreats, because when you go to retreats, you are working on yourself. You are like level 10 vulnerable, naked in public vibes. They see you for you. You can't hide from it, right? So I've created some amazing relationships there. Maybe you meet business buddies in Facebook groups. Maybe you go to women's circles. I've definitely done that. That is so much fun. Maybe you go to festivals. Just find your people, right? So like attracts like. So go places where you think is amazing and fun and where you get to go live your best life, and you're going to find your people there. Okay, so this week's challenge, just to recap, the first thing you're going to focus on is your look. The next is your space. And the last thing we're going to focus on is your friends. So I want you to invest in your power look. Then you're going to cleanse your space and you're going to set your elevation squad. And let me know how this feels every step of the way. I've got your back. Send me a message. Keep me posted on your progress. Keep tagging me on Instagram at your soul makeup. Keep sharing this challenge challenge with all of your girls, because once again, doing this work and community is so fun. All right, we will be back next week and we are going to be focusing on booking it. So we're going to actually take some steps to do some confident action now, so that way we are even further establishing these new habits, because once again, we're almost at that 21-day point where those habits are cementing. So you're going to do the damn thing in a very powerful way by really putting stuff on the calendar based on who you want to be and what your best life looks like. We're actually going to start taking that into a different form of reality. It's going to be real next week. So I will be back with you next week. Have an amazing rest of your week. Oh, hey, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If this helps you, I would love for you to share the gift of confidence with a friend, because this is how we all grow. So share this with your girls, a coworker, a fellow mama, or your fam on social media, because we all need support in our confidence journey. So sharing can help us heal, feel better, and take steps to grow now. Also, I'd love if you would drop your rating in. Ratings and reviews help me so much more than you realize. And if you found yourself listening today and thinking, I need professional support, I would love to invite you to join the CAN program, where I will teach you how to take confident action now. If increased confidence is what you want, this is multiple months of dedicated you time where we will do the deep work on you to create your most confident self, both personally and professionally. Because once you know how to generate the feeling of confidence from the inside out, the possibilities become endless and your results become inevitable. This is the most valuable investment you will ever making yourself, and I cannot wait to see who you become on the other side of doing this work on you. So visit me at soulmakeup.com to learn more, or come be my bestie on Instagram. You can find me at your soul makeup. See you next time.